Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. I was pleased to hear that the Flying Nun founder Roger Shepherd has recently bought back his label from Warner's Music. They got it in 2005 from Festival Mushroom, and Shepherd's actually sold it to them in 1999. But under Warner's, the label's kind of languished. There's been a handful of new bands released under the label, and there was the big 5-CD box set a couple of years ago. But really, a rich back catalogue has been largely ignored. And what I'm hoping is that with Shepherd back at the helm, some of the great music recorded and released, often in pretty short runs, will again see the light of day. I thought I'd play some of the songs from releases that I'd like to see coming out again, starting off with Shane Carter's first band, Board Games. They put out a posthumous EP in 1982. It was called Who Killed Colonel Mustard. The song from it is called Happy Endings.
Vegas!
from the EP Who Killed Colonel Mustard from Board Games. It was Happy Endings. In 1986, the Alpaca Brothers released the Legless EP on Flying Nun Records. Now, that band featured Norma O'Malley, who had been in Look Blue, Go Purple, and Bruce Blucher, who also played with O'Malley in another Dunedin band, Cyclops. And from that Legless EP, here's a little song called The Lie.
We'll be right back.
Okay, after the lie, which was from the Alpaca Brothers, we ran on to something new, which was from the Stones. That came from an EP which gave a label to a lot of the Flying Nun acts that they tried to shed off in later years, which was the Dunedin Sound. It was from the Dunedin Double EP. And unlike the other bands on that EP, who went on to be quite well known, the Chills, the Villains, and Sneaky Feelings, the Stones, for some reason, have been forgotten, which I think is a great shame, as you can hear on the strength of that song, Something New, which is from that Dunedin Double EP. Now, back in the day, I used to do a radio show on Radio 1 in Dunedin, and they had a great library there, and one of the old Flying Nun releases that I used to regularly pull out was an EP by the Exploding Budgies, which is one of David Mitchell's first bands. He, of course, went on later to Goblin Mix and the 3Ds. Now, this is a fairly atypical song from the Exploding Budgies, but a great one. It's from their EP Grotesque Singer, and the song is Sunflower.
Sun, seeking after that sweet golden cloud, where the traveler's journey is
done. Okay, now the Flying Nun stable was also, they took a few risks, releasing music a lot more experimental than the more well-known material from the likes of the Chills and the Bats and so on. And one of those experimental acts were Marie and the Atom, a duo made up of Sarah Westwood and Jill Civil. They released two EPs, one in 1983, and their second EP contained this song. It's called Miss America. Thank you.
Once there was this America, undressed like this is America. She had on the highest shoes in America. God bless and undress Miss America, Miss America, Miss America, Miss America.
From 1985, that's Marie and the Atom with Miss America. Now, while it may be true that not everyone is going to be rushing out and clamoring to buy that as a re-release, I think with some clever work, there's a real opportunity there with Flying Nun. Things like that might be put out in limited releases and, you know, made available as digital downloads. But I can really see some of this Flying Nun back catalogue being really cleverly marketed. Limited release vinyl on, you know, high quality pressings, maybe some high quality MP3 releases, t-shirts. You know, if you'd play it right, it could probably go very, very well. And I hope that will be the case, because it has been neglected for far too long. Now, to finish this special look at Flying Nun releases that I would like to see come out, here's one which, well, I may be holding my breath for this one, but on the 10th anniversary of Flying Nun in 1991, there was a gig, I think, at the Glue Pot in Auckland, and there was a cassette released that night. There were only ever 500 copies of it pressed, or copied, whatever you do, to a cassette. And it had Flying Nun bands covering other Flying Nun bands. It included this, which is Straitjacket Fits covering JPSE. They used to be Jean-Paul Sartre Experience, by this time JPSE, and their song Flex.
I'm You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. On this episode, we heard music from Board Games, Alpaca Brothers, The Stones, Exploding Budgies, Marie and the Atom, and The Straitjacket Fits. On countingthebeat.gen.nz, you'll find links and more information. And now, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.